Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has on the people of Iman, for the people of Iman, who have faith, the biggest rahmah, mercy, reward, and grace, and karam, and blessing that Allah ta'ala has given or bestowed on every mu'min. And such a thing, such an item Allah ta'ala has given to a person of Iman that there's nothing that can compare. And if only we were to appreciate that ni'mah, that gift, that reward that Allah ta'ala has given to us, and the haq, the right that is due to that reward, if we were to, in accordance with the haq, if we were to take hold of that ni'mah and implement it, then subhanallah, there could be nothing in our lives, in this world or the hereafter, that we would not attain. The people of Iman would not attain. Any person who has Iman, even now, if he takes hold of that ni'mah and he appreciates that ni'mah of Allah, and this is the promise on that ni'mah, this is the promise of Allah on that ni'mah, that whether it's the dunya, this world, or the akhirah, hereafter, both will come in front of that person with the rewards and the fulfillment of our needs. My brothers, me and you are very aware of that ni'mah. We are very aware of that ni'mah. We know of this ni'mah. We understand this ni'mah. We accept this ni'mah. But we also run away from this ni'mah. We run away from this ni'mah. We try to escape from this gift. And this is our biggest crime. You can say it's a major crime today that we commit. Shall I tell you what is that ni'mah that we run away from? That ni'mah, that gift of Allah, is the Qur'an-i Azeem, the great Qur'an. There's no greater rahmah of Allah Ta'ala than this that He has given to us. There's no greater rahmah mercy, no greater gift. And nor was any ummah previous to us given such a great reward. This Qur'an that we begin, we say that to previous nations, they were Ahl-Kitab, they had the Torah, and they had the Injil, and they had the Zabur. What's the difference between this and the previous, the Qur'an, the previous books? Do you know how great a difference there is? That yes, those kitabs Allah Ta'ala sent to the previous nations, and also this kitab came from Allah, but the difference is what? As I've said this before, that from all the ummahs, from the beginning till the end, until Qiyamah, there's no greater kitab than this that has descended, that has been revealed. What's the difference? The reason? Because all the kitabs, awwal, there were different kitabs for different generations at different times, and their languages were different, etc. And this Qur'an was revealed in Arabic. And the second reason why it's greatest, and why is afdal the Qur'an? Firstly, it's revealed in Arabic. Secondly, this is kalam Allah. These are the words of Allah, the kalam of Allah. And all the other kitabs were not kalam. They were an interpretation or a translation of words. Yes, that is not the kalam of Allah. But these are direct the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So see the difference. Obviously, there's a big difference. There's a big, big difference here. Big difference. And Allah Ta'ala said, if I was to reveal the Qur'an on the mountains would crumble to dust, because this is my kalam. And this such was the greatness of the heart of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his chest, that it absorbed the Qur'an. Otherwise, how could anything else absorb the Qur'an? Allah's words. So, Allah Ta'ala has given us Iman. Allah Ta'ala has given us the gift of Iman, which is the Qur'an. And Allah Ta'ala says that, وَمَا هُوَ شِفَاهُ Allah Ta'ala says, رَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ That in this kitab, in my book, that there's everything for mu'min. There's shifa, there's cure, there's rahmah, there's mercy in this. So what else do you need? Allah Ta'ala asks. And if we have all of this and we don't have shifa, we don't have rahmah. We got Qur'an, but we don't have shifa, we don't have rahmah. There's nothing that we have. That we have the Qur'an on the different volumes, the commentaries on our shelves, in different colors, in pages written. Yes, we have it in beauty, in printed form, in tafaseer, in commentary, subhanallah. But what we should have done with the Qur'an, we have not done with the Qur'an. We haven't fulfilled the right of the Qur'an. that if we read the Quran, if we listen to the Quran, and if we should read the Quran, we should listen to the Quran, and we should do amal on the Quran. We should practice the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says that everything in the world can attain shifa from the Quran. There's no disease, illness that the Quran will not give shifa, cure for. Guaranteed. I have seen such events from our pious predecessors that the greatest shifa, if they wanted cure, they would recite and blow on the illness, and the cure would come. We couldn't even see where the illness had disappeared to due to the blowing of the recitation of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala said there's shifa in the Quran, and kullu shifa. And we, for example, cannot say that there's no cure for this illness or that illness or that illness, from cough to the flu to the cold to urine infection to stomach problems to TB to heart issues to cancer to whatever organ of the body, whichever illness, that if death is not destined at that time, then my brothers, there's no greater cure or medicine than the Quran. But why don't we do yaqeen on this? Such a great shifa, such a great cure. But the reason is, why has our trust come away from the Quran? Why has our trust come away from the Quran? Why don't we trust the effects of the Quran? For this reason, because if by mistake we even take the association of the Quran after taking tablets or going to the doctors, etc., then what do? After reciting the Quran, after blowing on whatever, then there's no effect. And that the Quran has said itself that you, only those people can touch me who are pure, tahir, who have purity. Please don't touch me if you are not pure. So at this time, at that time, the Quran will become shifa and rahmah. When a person is pure from within and gets shifa, then the Quran will purify that person at that time. So it's not the fault of the Quran, astaghfirullah, it's the fault of us individuals that we recite the Quran, the same verse, and another wali wala recites the verse. And if the wali wala recites the verse, then he makes your illnesses and issues go far, and his. We recite the Quran, but with the problems and the illnesses continue, because we have not purified ourselves from within that we can take the benefit of the Quran. So there's salah. Now let's look at salah. The salah, if we look at the base of the salah, all of the salah, the benefit is based on the Quran. And if we take out, subhanallah, the Quran, and we take away the purity, so we have to make apparent, visible preparation to get to the Quran, then at least we should prepare. That Allah Ta'ala says, do wudu. That your nose and mouth and your ears, from the feet to the top, masad, the head, is any part of the body part from the stomach that we live out, and our stomachs are impure nowadays from inside. That's what spoils all of our actions. So for that reason, if he's pure, and after becoming pure, alhamdulillah, person seeks shifa from the Quran, then subhanallah, the Quran will cure the diseases of the bone. If your bone is broken, I'll tell you the verse, and recite that verse and blow on that broken bone. And if it doesn't give you cure, then tell me, then complain. And it cannot dare that it will not give the cure. But it's for this reason that we're not pure from within. We are weak with iman, we are munafiqeen, we are hypocrites, we deceive, we lie, we are fraudsters. We are fraudsters. We are masters at fraud, deception. So how can the Quran cure us? The Quran will say, how can I cure your issues? It's not my fault. That, for example, let's take one surah. I'd like to present to you one surah. I say that whoever, Allah Ta'ala says, the effects and the beauty and the fadila and the blessings Allah Ta'ala has instilled into that surah, and the status of that surah in the Quran, no other surah possesses. No other chapter. So if the status of this surah is so great, then tell me that what can we not attain from reciting that surah? What can we not attain? There's such a surah in the Quran. The children know this surah, and the elders know this surah. And there's no such thing that we, if we recite that surah, yani, Allah Ta'ala says, in terms of quantity, I put so much fadila and virtues in that surah, in that chapter, that whoever wants, they can attain the benefits they want from that surah, by reciting that surah. Look at, as Anas radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, mentioned about that surah, that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated about that surah of the Quran, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the noble companions, radiyallahu anhum, and Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhum narrates this hadith, that whoever recites this surah, now we see the benefit. Keep on listening. As long as the fadila, the virtues come in my mind that I've heard from the pious elders, I'll present at your service from all of the hadith. And let's see that all of the kamalat and the miracles and the benefits of this great surah. So it's stated that first Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that these surahs of the Quran, and this is the most unique of all surahs, that this is the treasure from within the treasures of the Quran, the highest treasure. But the maqam of surah Yasin is different. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what's the difference here between surah Yasin and the other surah? Every other surah is great and fantastic and brilliant. But the difference here is that this surah, surah Yasin, is the heart of the Quran. Allah. Allahu Akbar. And it is the whole life of the Quran is present within surah Yasin. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knows best. If he's called the surah Yasin, the heart of the Quran, then what will be this surah? The effect, the form, the benefit, and the power. So all of the benefits come. So for example, the human being, for example, the body, physical body, is reliant on the heart. If the heart is lost, then all everything else is lost. For example, if you have a kidney or other organs that fail, you can replace them, transplants, and then your body continues to function. But if the heart goes, everything goes. In the same way, with regards to the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says that the first praise for Surah Yasin is what? That what is Surah Yasin? Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. So if this is the heart of the Quran, then let's come to recitation of Surah Yasin. What should be the way of reciting the Quran, the method of reciting Surah Yasin? What should be the style and the method? It's stated that whichever individual, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that whichever individual recites Surah Yasin once, then he will get the reward of 10 Quran recitations. 10 Quran reward for reciting Surah Yasin once. Tell me. And how many times? As many times as you can. 10 times you recite, then you get that 10. If you 15 times, then 15 times over. If you recite in the morning, then in the morning. If you recite in the evening, then evening you'll get. Each time you recite Surah Yasin, 10 complete Quran rewards. Then now tell me, if you get in the rewards of that many Qurans and you're hafid and you don't recite the surah? Yeah, they don't recite the surah. They don't get time. They don't get an opportunity. They don't read it. They don't recite it. Okay, at least listen to Surah Yasin. Even then you'll get the reward. At least listen to it. Today in our phones, we listen to many things through our phones. That if you're coming from home to the masjid, at least we listen to Surah Yasin on the way. And at least normally today people have in their ears headphones, so put the headphones on and listen to Surah Yasin. Not just as we say, I'm only going to recite Surah Yasin morning and evening. Why are you falling into this trap of minimum? The more you recite it, the more 10 time Quran repetition rewards you'll get. So there's a point here, it's an adheem point I'm telling you here. And that me, you, all of us will love somebody indeed, won't we? There's somebody alive, somebody who's passed away. We'll have love for somebody that we go and embrace our mothers. We eat the chapatis that are cooked from our mother's hand. Isn't it? After that, then the wife comes and the wife, there's love and affection between the wife, the husband, and the relatives. And obviously love is there. And everyone has love in their hearts for other people. There's love for other human beings, mother, father, children, or sister, whoever's passed away, even those more. So at least what we should do is that when we recite Surah Yasin morning and evening, then deliver 20 Quran rewards to those who you're sending the rewards to. Because if you recite in the morning and the evening, that's twice, 2 times 10 equals 20. And make this a habit that to those who are alive and those who passed away, ask Allah that please send the reward of this recitation. The Mahazir Rahmatullah Alayhi said that remember one thing, Hazrat used to say, remember one point. That your sheikh, your teacher, never forget your sheikh in terms of ithali thawab. This was hukum of Hazrat. That from du'as, your du'as, the recitation of Quran, khairat, sadaqat, always remember your sheikh and continue to ask Allah Ta'ala to send the ithali thawab, the reward of your deeds to your sheikh. Yes, because obviously you'll get reward and you'll get the benefit that you're sending in the morning. But the answer, Hazrat said that whether the sheikh is alive or passed away, ask Allah Ta'ala to share the reward of that deed with your sheikh, with your pious elder. Because when you send the ithali thawab, either whether it's sadaqah or du'as or after recitation of the Quran, you ask Allah Ta'ala to send the ithali thawab of your deeds to your sheikh. Allah Ta'ala says that rahmah, fadl, grace and barakat, blessings start to increase in the sender's life. Subhanallah. And from this, then the connection and the connection with the sheikh, the rabta, becomes stronger, more powerful. And from thousands of miles away, the fares from the sheikh will come. And the greatest point, that the love between the sheikh and the student will increase. And the love for the student in the student's heart will increase for the sheikh. And the love in the sheikh's heart will increase for the student. What a beautiful point. What a beautiful point. Let's imagine calculation-wise. And it stated that if, for example, you send the reward of your recitation to a pious elder, to a wali of Allah, to your mother or father, don't think you won't get the reward. Your reward will be there. That's a fact. But the person you asking Allah Ta'ala to send the reward to, according to that person's status, then you will get dua from that person according to his status. Allahu Akbar, Jannah, from Jannah that dua will come. That Khatam al-Khwajan we recite, Khatam al-Khwajgan. Ula Khwajgan, I'm a shaykh, that we ask Allah Ta'ala to send the reward to the Khwajgan. Then Allah Ta'ala says, then do Muraqabah after that. Because all of the mashaykh, the pious elders, the pious predecessors, who we ask Allah Ta'ala, we do dua for them. Then the focus, the attention, the tawajjuh and the duas, they come to us. Then becomes a compact gathering. So first thing is recite Surah Yasin. Recite it morning and evening. Then 2 times 10 equals 20 whole Quran rewards we will earn in any way possible. And this is a solid promise we make. We'll not leave this, doesn't matter what happens. In every way, we will try to make sure we recite twice, morning and evening, so we get 20 complete Quran rewards assigned to us. We'll do this, won't we? Don't leave this action. Don't leave this action. What answer will we give to Allah Ta'ala in the Akhirah? Allah will say, I give you such opportunities and methods. It just takes 5 minutes. Recite Surah Yasin. If you're habitual in reciting Surah Yasin, 10 minutes you can finish recitation of Surah Yasin. Isn't it? And those who are hafiz, and everyone is hafiz of Surah Yasin nowadays, even our children, they're hafiz today of Surah Yasin. And in Ramadan, when Tarawih is reciting, the children, they are prepared to do the corrections of Surah Yasin to hafiz up, because they will remember Surah Yasin. They've recited and memorized it, subhanAllah. So now, what a great thawab of Surah Yasin. Let's go ahead now, further. Now what we need to see, that we get the reward for reciting Surah Yasin ourselves personally. And the second point here is that if we recite Surah Yasin in the morning with the grace of Allah, then until the evening all of the sins Allah Ta'ala forgives, mashaAllah. Allah forgives. And if you recite it in the evening, then all of the sins until the morning are forgiven. So the person who recites Surah Yasin regularly, and this is a saghira, this is related to the saghira sins, the minor sins, and the pious elders have said that the major sins are not forgiven from Surah Yasin. And if somebody cuts his beard and he says, no, I recite Surah Yasin morning and evening, then it's not forgiven due to that. A person who's a bandit or a gangster, these are major sins, and these sins will be forgiven only via tawbah, repentance, and sins like, for example, I shave my beard or cut my beard. After today, I will not trim my beard or shave my beard. Or after today, I will not do this sin. Allah says, yes, this person sought forgiveness proper. But the saghira sins, the minor sins, there are many of those in our lives as well. There's not just a few of those out there. There are bundles upon bundles. We think we will go to Jannah with saghira sins, and even those sins will be purified in hellfire. So is this not enough that the saghira sins that are within us morning and evening, if Allah Ta'ala forgives us, then we will stay fresh and pure? So, subhanAllah, we get the recitation of Surah Yasin, you get the reward, 10 times over of reading Qur'an. Then, from morning till evening and even till morning, the sins, the minor sins are forgiven. And another thawab, that a person who recites Surah Yasin in the night, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the fadl to that person, Allah's grace and mercy is on that person. And Allah Ta'ala then says that Allah Ta'ala gives him the status of the shuhada, which is the greatest status, and the pious elder said that this is the highest rank of shahadat. So to recite this surah, Allah Ta'ala says, then I cover this reward as well. The qari of the Quran, who regularly recites the Quran in the evening, Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give him the rank of the shahadat, the shaheed. And when the person passes away, death will be very smooth and easy. And all the paths Allah Ta'ala has opened up by due to the recitation of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala gave him the rank of the shaheed. And then further, Allah Ta'ala says that the person who recites Surah Yasin in the morning, everyone wakes up in the morning, isn't it? And we have thousands of actions, shop, business, we leave our homes to go to work. Allah Ta'ala says that you're leaving home, let me give you another gift. What is that? The Surah Yasin, recite this and leave home. You have an interview or a test or a driving test or any other test or an examination, subhanAllah. Then Surah Yasin is with you. Recite Surah Yasin, leave home, and all of your challenges will be made easy. And these are hadith that are coming in front of us. This is not just made up discussion. That if a person is pure within and he has conviction, I'll give you an easy method in order to succeed. Shall I tell you? This did a little method I'm telling you here. It's a secret. Consider it's a secret from the pious elders. A point of note. What we should do is that to purify yourselves, ourselves, that when we sit to recite Surah Yasin, we want something to be solved, an affair to be solved, a solution to be made. Then, for example, what do? Well, before we get up, we say, Allah, we want the Surah Yasin to assist us. Because why? Allah Ta'ala has stated that I'll give you a secret how a person can become pure. Very easy method. That Surah Yasin, that when you recite Surah Yasin, do one action, that Allah Ta'ala, please forgive all of my sins. Allahu Akbar. Then all the saghira sins will be forgiven and the major sins will be forgiven. Allah Ta'ala, subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala's Mubarak habit is that whenever an individual seeks forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala says, go, I've forgiven you. Go, I've forgiven you. And at this moment, what will you become? What will you become? Say it loudly. Say it loudly. SubhanAllah, that's recite Surah Yasin straight away and you'll be forgiven and you should save yourself from sins after that. And at that time, that if your issue is not solved, recite Surah Yasin and then go forth, and inshallah you'll be pure, and the effect of Surah Yasin will start to take effect. This is the method I've told you, a great method this is. And maybe with the fadl wala, then that person will not commit that sin again that he has sought forgiveness for. This could happen as well. So brothers, the person who leaves in the morning after reciting Surah Yasin, Allah says, then I will fulfill all of his desires and issues will be solved. And if he recites Surah Yasin in the evening, then until the morning, all of his affairs and issues will be solved. So now, imagine what a reward of 10 Qur'ans and forgiveness, and in the morning and the evening, ease and solution to our problems, and the rank of the shahadat, just by reciting one surah, Surah Yasin. Another great narration comes, and who is narrating this? This is from the Ahlul Bayt, Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajh radiyallahu anhu. And with a great way he's narrated this hadith that we've heard from the pious elders, and this way I'm reciting this to you, or repeating this to you. The Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu has narrated that he stated that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me and said that, Ali, I will give you a wasiyat and some advice, some recitation. And the pious elders have said that this method of explaining to Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu, this was not like with normal people. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam selected Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu to give him a wasiyah, to give him a lesson. And this was a very important lesson. This was a normality. Wasiyah was that I'm giving you something. In other words, that something when it's authentic and weighty, then it's given to that person who's deserved of that gift or of that teaching, of that learning. So imagine how great this learning is that's being passed on to Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajh. And mashallah, they were sakhi, they were generous, that they communicated onwards the learnings that they attained. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said that Rasulullah s.a.w. gave me wasiyat that recite Surah Yasin in abundance, repeatedly, often. Often. Recite Surah Yasin often. And in this world and in the hereafter, none of your affairs, issues, problems will be frozen or will not be fulfilled. And he was Babul Ilm, Hazrat Ali Karim al-Wajh, was the door of knowledge, and he recited Surah Yasin in abundance. And he stated that 10 things I will tell you. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 10 benefits I will tell you of reciting Surah Yasin. SubhanAllah, now I'll keep on remembering these and I'll keep on repeating to you and do dua that all 10 benefits I remember of reciting Surah Yasin. The first benefit that's been mentioned is that our issues in society, which are all around the world today, all the problems in the world of the Ummah of Islam, etc. I swear by Allah that look here, if we take all of the Quran, I swear by Allah, then no person amongst us will be such that in poverty or in need or begging within the Ummah, in the Islamic world, we won't see anyone. Just like this hadith is telling us. It's stated that the person who recites Surah Yasin, then Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if he is hungry, then from Allah Ta'ala will come the food for that person. Allah Ta'ala will take the responsibility for that person's rizq. This is for those people who recite Surah Yasin. And we are hungry, and what actions we do, we commit fraud to try to become rich. We leave salah, we leave the deen of Allah, we leave the ahkams, we reject the ahkams. What is Allah Ta'ala saying here? That if you recite Surah Yasin, then Allah will take the responsibility for your hunger. Allah will not leave you hungry, Allah will fill your stomach. Then, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that if you're thirsty, then don't worry. Because if you are Qari of Surah Yasin and you recite Surah Yasin, then your thirst will be quenched from paradise. You will not be left thirsty. Is this not happening? Is this not the cure for those who are hungry, thirsty? We say today, oh, we've got problems, we're poor. And we're poor for this reason, we're hungry, because we should not have to struggle. And make effort. Allah Ta'ala says, I will send you the rizq, the wealth and sustenance from the heavens, which you are deserving of. But who will purify himself to attain this? Who will purify himself? Inside, we are lacking tazkiyah. If we were to purify ourselves, then the whole Qur'an would take its effect on our lives. And the next need of ours, what is it? Third need, after hunger and thirst, is that if a person is naked, bare, Allah Ta'ala will give him such libas that he will not be seen as bare and naked. So if these three things we attain, we will not be hungry, we will not be thirsty, and nor will we be bare and naked, then tell me that what respect we will get in the world. Every man will respect us. We will have no need to beg to anyone, to ask for anyone, give me a loan, or do this, take from this country, take from that country, beg in front of this person, sell yourself in front of these people. We do this today, don't we? Aren't we doing this today? Everything we've sold and given away in this game. Our ummatis have sold themselves, the poor souls. And they've not attained anything. So how sad this is if we think for a moment, that if we look deeply into the meaning of the Qur'an and we think here properly, that Allah Ta'ala has given the cure for the whole ummah. That with the fadl of Allah, where we would reach if we took the guidance of the Quran. But we have to do wudu to attain these things. What does wudu mean? That to take the benefit of the Quran, we need to purify ourselves within. And that's it, that's the game. But who is ready today to purify his soul? Who is going to stay away from dirt and impurities? So three benefits already, Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, look, that all the illnesses that will come, yes, different illnesses will come at different times, different generations. Did you hear about cancer, this disease in your forefathers? Until today, I never saw my father take medicine. Rather, I never saw my father lying on the bed ill. I can't remember ever, was my father ill? Did he have a temperature? Did he have a fever? Once he was ill, and then he went towards his Lord, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My father, he passed away. And I'm surprised at what type of people they were. They were solid and strong. They didn't know what is an injection or Panadol. And today, children, they have in their pockets 70,000 different types of medicine. Which pill or tablet for cold or flu? The child's not even born and we start to give him injections, immunizations, etc. The child is so young, he's 3-4 days old and he's screaming, what's it? Oh, we're giving him injection. Which injection are you starting to give to the child? Oh, we're giving the injection, immunization, then after a week another immunization. Are you taking his blood? After 4 days, we're taking the blood out of the foot from the child. The test is being... we're taking a test. And this is the punishment of being far from the Qur'an, actually. Otherwise, the people of Iman who have children, and they're taking their blood, and you'll see nur on their faces, they'll be healthy. They'll be healthy. So he stated, the illnesses will come, different illnesses will come. But remember, Allah Ta'ala says, that the person who has recited Surah Yasin, then the Surah Yasin will be shifa, cure for that illness. Guaranteed cure for that illness. Yes, and Allah Ta'ala will make his illnesses go far. If you even sneeze, recite Surah Yasin. Cold Surah Yasin. Stomach ache, Surah Yasin. This will be the cure. Let's go further. Subhanallah. It stated that if a person is stuck in a problem, let's take the whole of society and look at Surah Yasin. Rasulullah said, if somebody is in prison, he hasn't committed a crime, he's gone to prison, then it's stated, don't be afraid, don't take anyone's assistance, recite Surah Yasin and you'll come out quickly. You'll come out quickly from the imprisonment. So ask now today, the prisoners, Pakistan and other nations, very bad situation. Many people, 40 years, 30 years have passed, there's no fault of theirs and they're in prison, they're waiting for trial. Waiting for trial. But they're not Pak, we're not Pak, we're not pure, but oh servants of Allah. That if there's no one who told you this, that take the assistance of the Quran, there's a guarantee from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a guarantee of success. So stated then, if there's a person who's a musafir, I'm trying to fulfill the 10, isn't it? So stated, there's somebody who's a musafir, who's a traveler, and he's on a journey, forgets the way, forgets his route. It happens, isn't it? It happens. You forget your way, you get lost, and you see that, for example, you're on a plane, and the plane starts to shake, and people start to tremble and sweat. Or for example, you're in a ship and you see it starts to go up and down. Why are you afraid? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't worry. Recite Surah Yasin, inshallah. You are musafir. Whatever type of musafir you are, you will go with safety to your destination. Allah Ta'ala will take you with safety to your destination. So if you're on a journey, recite Surah Yasin before you go. And end of story. Another benefit I've just remembered. And has it happened that, for example, remember all these benefits, we're getting great learnings here from the Fadl of Allah. First and foremost, take the assistance of Surah Yasin. How do we get purified? I've told you, inshallah, it will have an effect, the surah. Okay. So this is common. So if something gets lost, if you lose something, today even children get lost. Isn't it? Not just items in your home or your personal items, but even children or grown-up children. And then you have to announce. Allah's Nabi said that if you're pure, after you're purified and you take the recitation of Surah Yasin, guaranteed, whoever's got lost will come back to you. What a great reward, alhamdulillah. Great reward. Look at this point. So musafir is included, and shifa cure, and someone who's lost. I'm telling you, such a cure now which we are in desperate need of. Especially the young individuals, listen carefully to what I'm saying. And this is very beneficial for the youngsters, for the youth. Today they have given you the cure for one problem, and I'll tell you this cure for the problem that is in society. Look, Surah Yasin, that the problem that is in society today, and we don't see the solution, Surah Yasin will give the cure. Do you understand what I'm saying? People have understood what I'm saying. In the youth, there are people, their issues are not solved, they're very distressed, upset, they do du'as a lot, and they've got issues that in their youth, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that you don't know what number is going, I don't know, if I got to 10, inshallah, I'll get to number 10. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that oh, Ali, look, this is such a great benefit here, that those people who are not getting married and they are distressed or unhappy and they're stressed due to their daughters or their sons and they're not getting married, then recite Surah Yasin in abundance in 40 days, inshallah, the wedding will take place, the nikah will take place. Subhanallah. And this, I remember, Apai Salda, he said that, I will tell you now that before 40 days those people get married who recite these and they get their boxes of sweet ready for me, inshallah. Look, but here there's a point that kasrat has come here, abundance. The Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, told that recite this in abundance, not morning and evening. If you want to get married quickly, then after every salah, recite Surah Yasin, say Subhanallah. This is it. This is benefit. If you wanted the solution quick, after every salah, start to recite Surah Yasin, inshallah. Not difficult for the hafiz. MashaAllah, all hafiz are sitting here, and those who want to get married, they're all hafiz here. They have the memorization of the Quran. So within 40 days, you should recite Surah Yasin in abundance. Don't start that, oh, let's recite now so we can get married second time. This is just for the youth, this solution. Those who are looking for their first marriage. So brothers, 40 days, recite Surah Yasin in abundance and kasrat, kathira. Kathira means morning and evening, definitely. But if you can recite Surah Yasin after the five salah, the five fard salah, after becoming pure, the more you are pure, alhamdulillah, then guaranteed with the fadl of Allah, from such ghaib, the relationships will come, that the relations will come, the proposals come, that you will then succeed. What's left now? Surah Yasin for Surah Yasin, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. All things we've attained, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala has given everything. Allah Ta'ala has given us all of the solutions. Allahu Akbar. One other great benefit, that today there's a lot of, you can say, insecurity, fear, and jinns and magic and darkness and evil and magic and sorcery and the evil eye to think bad about others. And in Ma'ashra, today's society, there's a lot of this little bit of a problem arising in life. We run to the magicians. We run to the exorcists. We start pestering the ulema and the jinnat, and the problems continue in people's lives. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given a guarantee that if you are pure and you recite Surah Yasin, if you recite it in the morning, then until the evening, Allah says, I will wrap you in my protection. And if you recite in the evening, then till the morning, you'll have my protection and no pain will come to you, no difficulty will come to you. Just close your eyes and take hold of Surah Yasin and don't worry about anything. Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala will protect. And the last, I think, the 10th benefit, and this is very beneficial and we need this, we're in desperate need, everybody needs this. And the link of this is not with the dunya, my Mawla. The link of this is with what? that when we will depart from this world. And that's a very severe time. And that will be one moment when a person's fate will be decided, the time of maut, the time of death. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O Ali, that if at the time of death you are reciting Surah Yasin, then your ruh will be extracted from your body just like a hair is pulled from the flower. Very smoothly, easily. So my brothers, this is a great, great resource. Take all of Surah Yasin with firmness and make this a wazifa, a regular wazifa, morning and evening. Make it solid practice. Okay, another point let me tell you in passing, that morning and evening, there's a point I'd like to explain that oh, I can't get up in the morning, in the evening, I'm busy. Let me tell you what is the morning as until when, and the evening is from when to when. Shall I tell you this? That I've heard this from the pious elders, I'm just sharing with you, I'm not taking out my pocket. Allah's walis, sitting with them, you get benefit. So the morning period is from when to when? We think morning is straight after Fajr, isn't it? Our tahajjud time, no. It's stated that morning means, subhanallah, that from the time of tahajjud until before dhuhr, that is the morning period. That's the morning time. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Allah's given an open schedule. Otherwise, oh, the morning's gone, the sun's gone, risen, I can't recite. No, from tahajjud time, let me tell you another point, a beautiful point, that tahajjud, that read tahajjud, salah, isn't it? I'm talking about salah, isn't it? So hafizin, it's very easy for you that tahajjud time, when you're praying tahajjud, then recite Surah Yasin in your salah, and recite in your sujood, your prostration, the du'as that you need to get married and other issues that you have. Ya qadi al-hajat, ikta hajatina. In your minds at that time, put that point, the help you want from Allah. What do I want to ask Allah for? So, subhanallah, at tahajjud time, that is the heart of the night, subhanallah. And at that time, which is the heart of the night, and Yasin, Surah Yasin is the heart of the Qur'an, and the person who's reciting, he's reciting from the heart. So you'll get three hearts at that time. How many hearts? Three. Tahajjud time, heart of the night, Qur'an, Surah Yasin, heart, and your heart you're reciting from the morning time, from tahajjud time, until Zawal, just before Dhuhr, any time you can recite Surah Yasin. Make a little bit of time and recite it. And the way to recite it, the afdal way is to look at Surah Yasin and recite it. After that, the way is to recite it by memory. And thirdly, is to listen to Surah Yasin and to recite it. Subhanallah. Three ways you can listen to Surah Yasin without looking. And you can recite without looking. And by looking at the Quran, Surah Yasin and reciting, that's the best way, whether you're Hafiz or not. But look at the Quran and then recite. And in the evening, how much time do we have in the evening? Look, from Asr until sleeping in the night. That's the evening time. And we can recite Surah Yasin at that time. So if Asr has gone and Maghrib has come, Isha has come and gone, if you recite Surah Yasin any of these times, then you will get the reward of reciting it in the evening. So my brothers, what a great wazifa Allah Ta'ala has given to us. That said, don't worry about anything else. Just take all of the formulas Allah Ta'ala has given to us, and everything is in the Quran. All benefit is in the Quran. And Surah Yasin, there's no surah like it that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us. And how many fadail and virtues and benefits there are in Surah Yasin. And definitely keep this as a memory. Solid promise that when you recite Surah Yasin, then ask Allah to send the reward of Surah Yasin to all those you can remember, to your parents, mother, father, your mashayikh, your ahl wayal, your family, your friends, those people you love, those people you like. Allah, ask Allah Ta'ala to give the reward of Surah Yasin recitation to them as well, and you will get the reward as well. And the amount of people you ask the thawab to go to, the reply will come from them. And for example, if you ask for the sheikhs, the pious predecessors to get the reward, then the barakat, the tawajjuhat, and the focus and the attention of those mashayikh will come to you. And the barakat, the blessings of those sheikhs will come to you, and you'll start to receive the fares and the blessings. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the ability to practice on what we've discussed. Ameen.